This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Tuesday, May 26, 2020. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Gwendolyn DeVoe is the creator and executive producer of Full Figured Fashion Week, an annual presentation of the fashion industry's finest plus models, designers, retailers, boutiques, and businesses with products and services for the plus community. The event celebrated 10 years of production in June 2018 and is hailed as one of the industry's most legitimate gateways for plus fashion and a must attend for anyone involved in the industry. Gwen has written content for USA Today and has appeared as an expert on several radio and television shows, including Fox 5's Good Day New York, OMG Insider, Entertainment Tonight, and Aspire TV. Gwen's recent features include the Huffington Post Women in Business, Fortune.com, Fashion and Style, and the Biz Women, the Business Journal. Full Figured Fashion Week will be held virtually this year, June 25th through the 28th, with a week full of fashion, entertainment, and celebration of curves. And we're so excited to have Gwen here today to learn more about it. Let's welcome Gwen to the show. Hi.
Hi, Shanice. Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I never told you that I think that that intro is slamming.
Well, thank you. It's all you.
I love it. No, I'm talking about your in the show's intro. I love it.
Oh,
the music is
hype. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you had a big announcement yesterday. So first, thank you for letting me be the first stop on your press schedule, number one. And how was the response when you dropped the news yesterday?
Awesome. Crazy. It was bananas. I opened up a new MailChimp account for email marketing. And by 6 p.m., I had gone over my subscription.
Really?
Just with new people. And of course, you know, I was trying to be modest because I knew that we had a certain number of emails already. And I don't really use email marketing that much. I just don't. I did in the beginning, but we don't have to really do that anymore. And so I took that as an opportunity to purge. Well, child, they were sending me emails. Okay, you've gone to the next subscription level. So yeah, it was a little crazy. People are excited, and I'm glad for the support. Yeah.
And so you took a hiatus in 2019 and had plans to come back in 2020 with a revamped Full Figured Fashion Week that was different from previous years, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And this is sure different, isn't it?
This is not what you planned, though.
This is not what I planned. But, you know, listen. It's different. I promise different. So this is definitely a different format, and I think one that a lot of the event planners will have to entertain at some point because the way we conduct our businesses and hold our events, it's been changed forever. I mean, you may not go and do a digital event or a virtual event, but you're going to have to change some things.
At the top of the year, we didn't have the outbreak yet, so you still were moving forward with your plans, but then you had to postpone in March due to the spread of the coronavirus. Now, were you hoping that you eventually could have an event this year, or did you already knew that it was going to be too much of a risk in March when you had to?
I was telling someone just the other night that I don't know what it was, Shanice, but when this virus thing hit and they started shutting down cities and states and borders or whatever, I was the first one to pull the plug on my event. I had just come off an enjoyable hiatus, and I just didn't want the pressure. I never said, if you notice in my announcement, I never said we are postponing it. I just said there's not going to be an event in 2020. We'll get back to you. I just knew that this thing was massive because I have to tell you, I think I had that virus in January. And
really?
It was the worst experience ever. Mm-hmm. I had the flu. I'd never had the flu before, or if I did, I don't recall having it. I was out for like 2.5 weeks. I mean, on the couch, just there. So
did you have to go to the hospital?
I didn't think about it. Nope. I just literally, I think I did. I think I knew what self-quarantine was before everybody else did, because I just basically just stayed home. It was severe cold-like symptoms with this fever that just really went bonkers at night. Like I was kind of, I remember almost hallucinating at night because the fever was so high.
Oh, wow.
And I slept on a couch. I didn't sleep in the bed with my husband because I didn't want to give it to him. Because I thought it was the flu, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I had it, but good. I'm here to talk about it.
Yes. So after you experienced that, you knew that it was something severe and you decided to go virtual. Now, how did the vision come to you to do a virtual event? Because there's people doing small events here and there.
Right.
But this is the first thing I've seen a whole week of events virtual.
Right. Well, it's, we're embellishing a little bit in the invitation. It's actually only 4 days, but that's as close as we can get to a week. And to be honest with you, if I felt confident enough on the tech side of everything, we could easily do a week because there are so many people who want to be involved. I just want to take it slow. It's the first time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to try to set a new industry standard, I don't want it to be a hot mess. So I think that we can manage Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a finale on Sunday quite well. That's, But I just, I've been reading. Even though I knew I wasn't going to do an event this year, I've been keeping my finger on the pulse of what's happening in the fashion world. And then I'm reading stories about, Paris and Milan. They canceled their event, and then now they're all going digital, and they're talking about
right.
How people, the designers, are considering digitizing their showrooms and actually considering a new system for these fashion presentations. Runway shows are they're expensive, they're laborious. It's a lot of work. And on the flip side of it, for me, this may seem strange, but I wasn't really worried about our guests. Our guests will always, they're people. People will always find something to entertain themselves, even if it's just having these challenges on TikTok. That's entertaining. We'll be mm-hmm. okay until the next event comes. But I was really thinking about the business people, the small business, like the indie designers in particular. So many of them use these fashion shows and these platforms as a way to get new clients, get new customers, sell their clothes. And so I was wondering, if you have these big fashion houses who are feeling the brunt of this pandemic, what must it be like for someone who's like, okay, so all my clients now are on furlough or they've been laid off. Who's going to buy my stuff? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to do something.
Since you mentioned business and keeping businesses alive, including yours, I assume this will be a ticketed event, like a pay-per-view.
It will be a pay-per-view, and we're going to group it. It won't be individuals. Like, we won't charge. We're going to charge something like maybe $20, $25 or something like that. Some tickets may even be $15. But we're going to group everything. We're not going to, have, let's say, Gael Prudencio from the African designer from Paris. She's going to show. We're not going to do Gael And then, you know, 20 minutes later, Robert, and charge everyone individually like that. We're just going to group it all together so that, because we have to be sympathetic to what's going on outside. While we want to present this event so that we can continue celebrating our curves for Full Figure Fashion Week, we have to be aware of what the real deal is going on outside the world.
Right. Now, do you know when tickets will go on sale?
Probably, yeah. It will be late. It will be probably in another week or so.
Okay.
Maybe like hitting the first week in June. Because we have to, you know, this is, because this is digital, we're still, we have kind of identified which platform we're going to use. But all of this is an integration. So this is not going to be an Eventbrite thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean
mm-hmm.
when I say that?
Yeah.
It's an integration with the platform, and that, you know, we want to make sure we, you know, work out all the kinks. It's big. I'm a little nervous, but I know that my team and I know we can do this. I know we can do this, and I thank everybody for their support because the response has been totally amazing.
So are you currently looking for sponsors for this event? Because I assume some of the benefits for sponsors couldn't be the same, like step and repeats and gift bags whatnot.
Nope, we're not looking for sponsors, and that's why we're saying that this is definitely not about money. Some of the events that we're having, we're going to have a town hall discussion. And that discussion is going to be led by Madeline Jones of Plus Size Magazine. And we're going to talk about where do we go from here and encourage a lot of the small businesses in the plus industry to up their game in this digital space. You know what I mean? So many
mm-hmm.
of us have websites and we don't do anything with them. You know, you just,
right.
you know, there's no traction. And so we want to delve into, do a deep dive conversation into not just the state of the industry, but how can we assist? Who do we need to bring on as a panelist to help you grow? Because I'm sure you agree, Shanice, this has shown us, some of us, how potentially fragile our brands are
mm-hmm.
when something like this happens. Even me, you know, my brand is a hit or miss. My brand is one event, and then you guys don't really hear from me until the following year. But, I mean, I looked at some of my business things, and it was just in disarray. Like if someone were to ask me, well, who hosts this part of your website? But I didn't know. I mean, I know, but I couldn't put my hand on it right away. So I've taken
right.
the time to kind of, like, get things in order for me. You know, like, I remember the conversation that you and I had one time. You're like, well, people know what Shanice Lewis is because everything is in my name, Shanice Lewis. And I was like, okay, because I got Mobile Diva. And, you know, you could ask yourself, people may know who that is, but I'm trying to put things in my name now and just make everything seamless. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, yeah, we got some work to do. And I hope that, you know, most people will use this as an opportunity to strengthen their brands, you know, so
Absolutely.
That this journey, because this journey is going to get hard. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, you don't know how long we're going to be doing virtual events because there's no guarantee next year to be safe.
I know. Especially when you have the large fashion houses. You know what I mean? I mean, I have people
right.
now calling me to say they want to cover the event. I don't even know what that means now. How do you cover the event? Do you log on? Do I give you a passcode so that you can log on to the event and then you write notes or whatever? The photography. How are we going to do that? Will there be a need for photography? Everything is different, Shanice. So I'm making it up as I go along. You know, the only
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, well, that's
on
what
the
most of us
is.
Did all the time anyway. Just learn
yeah,
as
well,
we go.
Well, you know, I can say that I did that some of the time, but I'm a Virgo. We don't take
mm-hmm.
chances, okay?
I'm a
structured person. Like, I have a Bible for everything. First you do this, and then you, yeah, because I'm a little anal. You do this, and
mm-hmm.
then you have to have this, and this is what we do next. I'm completely out of my realm. But the one thing I can tell you is I have great support and I'm an organized person. If I just start out with that, I think I'll be okay. We're going to make it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Now, how will the models be casted for the fashion shows? Will there be virtual casting calls?
Oh, no. Baby, we are in a state of pause. We can't have models. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay. So, no, Shanice, because we're laughing, but you know the models have already started reaching out to me.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's why I had to ask. They're probably harassing you.
Yeah, I'm like, did I say anything about a casting? I didn't say nothing about no casting. And how am I going to cast, like, you know how we do. How am I going to cast just 4 weeks in? Y'all know. So it's going to be unique in that each designer will probably have a different theme or a different template for their presentation. So it won't be anything that we are accustomed to. Like if, you know, if Gail comes out first and then, you know, Renee Tyler in Vegas, she's involved. You know, we just don't know, you know, how everybody's going to do it yet. We're just working with them to make sure that their technology is seamless, you know, that they're familiar with the platform that we're going to use. They have good lighting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good question because this thing is, I don't know what the models are going to do.
Now, I had assumed maybe the designers had to get some models in their local city to do their presentation virtually, but it's not that?
Well, it's optional. What we have to remember is that some cities, some states are still heavily practicing social distancing.
True.
And the last thing I want to do, right, is have a designer go out and tell them they have to get a whole bunch of models. Then they have to get space. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They have to practice social distancing. So I don't want to be involved with that. We can still do fashion presentations without live models. And that's
Got
all
it.
I'm going to say.
Okay.
You know?
You still giving me some scoop. So will you be honoring anyone with the Full Figure Fashion Week Industry Awards this year?
I don't think so. The schedule is pretty jam-packed as it is, and if I did that, I would probably have to add another day, or because the way we have set the schedule, again, this is all about social distancing and where we're going to be at the end of June, who's going to be open, who's not going to be open. So for Thursday and Friday, we basically have evening events. And we're going to try to start at either sunset or like 7 or 8 o'clock around the different regions. Because who knows? Some people may be back to work by then.
No, that's
you know?
True.
And we don't, right? So we have to take all of that into consideration. Saturday is mostly, before the fashion presentation that night, Saturday is mostly workshops. Business workshops, model workshops, you know, all these different workshops. So we can do that and start earlier in the day and have multiple things going on. Then we have this party with all these DJs. So it's a lot of stuff going on already. And we're ending. Sunday is our finale, Shanice, and we're calling it the Finale Faith Fest. And we're featuring gospel talent and inspirational poetry. We just want to leave on a high note while thanking God that we made it. You know,
right.
We're still here. You know, we have a lot of people that have succumbed to this doggone virus. And so while we're celebrating our courage, we also want to celebrate life. So I want to end on a really inspirational and high note. And people don't believe in God, just listen to the music then, because there may even be some praying going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially if you're in New York where it's a hot spot, you know, I can read people's social media, like it's really scary out there, it seems.
Yeah.
So we really,
it really is.
You know,
it really is.
It really is. And I'm grateful that we have some participants from New York, but we do have a lot of them from out of town. And I'm hoping that where they are, it's not as bad, because we're going to have all we can, you know, all we have to keep ourselves together to get everything done during all this madness here in the city.
Yeah, now I saw on the website it says that the schedule is still developing. So is it some more events going to be announced, or you think you have the the final
more.
Outline?
And not as much as events, but the few events that we have put together, more people want to be involved. So that's going to affect the schedule. So I hate when I put up a schedule and I have to make a change, because once people see it, sometimes they don't go back to the website again, because in their mind, this is happening on Thursday night at blah, 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 blah. So it's the timing that we want to get down. And because everything's digital, we have to allow ample time for the switchover. You know, if one designer is going to be showcasing, if that designer has 30 minutes, we have to allow at least 10 or 15 minutes for the next break. And even if we start earlier, that next designer has to be ready. That 15 minutes is just built in just in case the first person goes over. You know, come on, I don't have to explain it. You know what I'm talking about, Shanice.
Right,
so that's
right.
Where the production part comes in.
So you said you weren't looking for sponsors. You're not looking for models. Is it anybody that you are looking for to partner with?
That
or you got it?
Yeah. We do, you know, let me go back. We are not reaching out to people for monetary sponsorships, all right? We want to be sympathetic to the fact that a lot of people don't have jobs. A lot of the businesses that would typically sponsor us, you can't go and ask nobody $4,000 or $2,000 right now. And even though you say, oh, they got it. Yeah, but you know what? They just let go a lot of people too, or they just put a lot of employees on furlough. So we're not looking for money, right? But we do have some sponsors who have come on board to give us product. We're going to have tons of giveaways, contests, all kinds of stuff. And that comes from a different budget line. You know, product is different from writing a check for $5,000 or $1,000. So I'm not going to – if people want to give me money, that's fine. We'd have to talk about what the payoff would be, you know. Advertising, I haven't even begun to think about that yet. Like you said, there's no step and repeat. You know what I mean? What do I do? Do I have somebody like – and now we're going to take a break and somebody does a commercial. I mean
– Well, you could do that, but you know what? But you know what? This could end up being the biggest audience you ever have, because, you know, some people probably could never afford to travel to New York before the, you know, coronavirus. So you might have
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, because like the churches now, they're having big more people virtual than actually come to the church on Sunday. So. You know, this might be a big deal with our attendance.
I'm excited. I think that well, early results are that people are really excited about it. And you know how this thing is. Some people are excited because they just want to say, oh, God, what is she going to do with this? You know, I want to see how this is going to go down. And that's okay. As long as I got you, I got you. That's fine. I don't care that you just want to peek. It's okay. It's all right. But then, like you said, this may turn out to be something huge, and we can only do it better if we do it again. The most important part, the most challenging part, believe it or not, is not scheduling, because this is what you and I do. We do this all the time. You know, we have conference calls. So this is just a scheduling thing. Get everybody together. You do this at this time. You do this at this time, and then you do this at this time. The most important part, Shanice, is the technology. Technology is what kills board meetings, because the executive assistant sent out the wrong number.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the kind of stuff, and those are the areas that I excel in, because I have that eye for detail, you know?
Right.
I brought on Morgan Stewart. She's the CEO of the Branding You. She used to be a model, so she's a recognizable face, and now she's just went out and started her own company. Morgan is in charge of my branding and the marketing part of it. So she was the one that pushed the button on the launch. Her and my web designer, they got the page together. She did a little video, you know, so she's handling all that stuff because she's good at it and I'm not. I'm organizing. And we have Kim McCarter again. Kim is going to work with everyone that's involved to make sure that their presentation, regardless of whether or not it's a workshop or it's a fashion presentation, Kim knows a lot about that kind of stuff, aesthetics, lighting, all that. So I'm, you know, they doing their thing, and I'm going to do mine. So you pray for me. Cross your fingers.
Yes, I am. I want it to be a success because I like the virtual things. Anything I see online virtual, I'm attending because it's, you know, cost effective. So
That's true. It's cost effective. You're right. It is cost effective because the overhead, I mean, I put more money into technology than anything, you know. And
right.
Other than that, I just sit at my computer after work and I just call people and I confirm them. I send emails. And then on the back end, we just look at how this works and, you know, how do we have this person and mute this person. It's all those buzz, those techie buzzwords that you have to know. Other than that, I mean, you know, we are prayerful and hopeful.
So besides Full Figure Fashion Week, you still doing your Silver Fox Model Camp too?
Oh, yeah. I have sellout. We have Christina Mendez on Friday, and that thing sold out like 2 weeks ago. And then we have Nikki Gomez. That's going to be a sellout. Nikki's class is not until the third week in June. So, yeah, that runs itself. I have a dedicated group of mature women who really want to be in this industry. And they're just navigating through the information that we give them to see what's a good fit for them. So that's easy. I got a system for that.
So do you have anything else happening we can be on the lookout for? Or are those your main two projects right now?
Hey, I think that's enough, don't you?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, sometimes people be coming on here saying all kind of crazy stuff. So.
No. I would rather do a few things very well than a lot of things not well at all. So
I agree.
Plus, you know, plus my full-time job, that's enough. These are manageable. And they're easy because I ain't going nowhere. We're not going nowhere. We would be traveling.
Right.
When's the last time you were on a plane?
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So I'm so excited for you again. Thank you for giving me your first interview. I learned a lot about this. And I want to be involved in some kind of way, so y'all put me on the program somewhere. I was a media sponsor last time, but you're not having media sponsors this time, so you fit me in somewhere.
Well, you can think of, I'm going to give you a challenge. You can think of a way that I can weave the media into this, because it's not like I don't want media sponsors. It's just, like I said, all of this is so new. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, photographers
right.
like, how can we shoot your show? And I'm like, what show? And I don't want to be mean and I don't want to sound ignorant, but I'm taking it a day at a time, you know? So, yeah,
right,
we would love
right.
to have you involved in any way that, you know, you feel would be a good fit for you. I don't know.
Awesome.
I'll have Kim think of something. She's the innovator.
Okay. And
she
before
is.
You
she
go
she thinks all this stuff.
Well, it's good to have her on your team, then. It's good to have people
Absolutely.
That can think of stuff. And tell
mm-hmm.
us your official website and social media pages before you go.
Okay. So, for Full Figure Fashion Week, it's www.fffweek.com. You can sign up if you haven't been a member yet or you've never been yet, and you can sign up there and you'll get advanced notification when the schedule is up, when tickets go on sale. For social media on Instagram, we're Full Figured Fashion Week, or I should say FFF Week. Everything is under FFF Week. What is the other thing? It's Instagram and Facebook. You can spell it out. That's Full Figured Fashion Week. But everything else is FFF Week. And we look forward to seeing everybody. Not look forward to seeing you there, but we look forward to you logging in. See, we even have to change our language, Chanel. Denise, we got to change the language. Look forward to seeing you there. No, you're not going to see anybody there. It's crazy.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I'm excited to see the virtual show. And again, continued success with everything you have going on.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and I'm gonna definitely speak to Kim and see what we can put together for you. And we appreciate your support always.
Thank you, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And thank you to my guest this evening, Gwen DeVoe. Make sure you check out Full Figure Fashion Week coming to you virtually this year, June 25th through the 28th. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.